There are literally 30 steps between the building of the National Bank of Hungary and the head office of the International Monetary Fund in Budapest, but that is as close as they get. A letter from one building to another at the end of July said that Hungary no longer required the services of the IMF and that its employees must leave the country as soon as possible.
The country's deputy economics minister is tight-lipped on any kind of open hostility towards Brussels, but acknowledges that what the EU bureaucrats are offering does not suit Budapest. His message is we can handle it on our own.
Greece, debt level is, according to GDP, after these two bailouts and restructuring and everything, is 160%. In Hungary, below 80%. The European average is now about 85%. We are able to finance the public debt on the market. You have to introduce the reforms which make the country more competitive. And that is what we have done in the last couple of years. And I think they are the good basis to have an independent economic policy.
Next year, Hungary will host parliamentary elections, and some say the hardline stance with the EU may be part of a political campaign by the right-wing leadership. But analysts are not ruling out that should Viktor Orbán's government be re-elected, the Prime Minister may take his standoff with Brussels to a completely new level by initiating a referendum on leaving the European Union altogether.